It's time for the press review now with Elitsa Gadeva. Syria is still struggling to tame wildfires that erupted at the beginning of the month.
That's right, Karis. Arab News here reports that Syria is now seeking help from Europe to control what it calls the six-day forest inferno. The article here says that because of the exceptional weather conditions there and a lack of resources after 14 years of war, Syria just cannot do it alone. And the situation in Spain, thousands of kilometers away, is also similar. Spanish daily El País reports that in Catalonia, more than 3,000 hectares of land have burned down, and the winds there are complicating the work of firefighters on the ground.
Well, as we've been reporting here on France 24, fires are burning in the south of France, in Marseille. The blaze has destroyed more than 700 hectares.
That's right. And local papers from the region, La Provence here, report that the fire for now is frozen but not yet fixed. And I want to take a look at this in-depth piece in left-wing Libération that spoke to locals from the affected regions, and they said, quote, it's unbreathable. And Libération says that we have entered a new reality to which we are now painfully adapting.
And let's move on to Russia now, where independent papers have been discussing the so-called suicide of the country's former transport minister.
Yep, that's right. Independent paper, the Moscow Times, reports that the Kremlin is shocked by the apparent suicide of Roman Starovoyt. He was found dead hours after being fired from his post, and all that amid media speculations that he was potentially facing corruption charges.
And are the papers saying anything about what he did exactly?
Yes, there's this more in-depth piece, again, in the Moscow Times, that says that, in fact, from 2018 to May 2024, he served as the governor of the Kursk region. But after Ukraine's surprise incursion there last summer, law enforcement made some high-profile arrests, and he was not arrested. He was also not officially investigated, but according to unnamed sources, people have testified against him. And a Russian independent paper, Medusa, here also reports that his suicide is linked to a case of embezzlement during the construction of defensive lines in the Kursk region. And the paper also talks about how Russian state media are covering the issue and not really connecting the dots between his resignation, the suicide, and the embezzlement case.
And next, moving to artificial intelligence, you found a story for us on a high-level AI scam.
That's right. The Washington Post here reports that an unknown individual contacted high-level officials, including three foreign ministers, using an AI Marco Rubio voice. And the impersonator copied not only the voice by generating it, but also the style of writing, with the goal of gaining access to information or accounts, according to Rubio's office. And on another AI note, tech magazine Wired here reports that Grok is spewing anti-Semitic garbage on X. The paper said that Elon Musk's chatbot praised Hitler and wrote many, many anti-Semitic and hateful comments on X. And this is only the latest example. The paper says that since the update of Grok this Friday, there have been many instances of hateful comments, although Elon Musk said that the chatbot had been significantly improved and users should notice a difference. Well, I guess they certainly did.
All right. Well, let's end on a lighter note with the start of the French state visit to Britain yesterday. Some papers are commenting on the fashion choices of the leaders.
Definitely. Vanity Fair here looks at Kate Middleton's Dior look, calling it a dazzling display for the occasion and a nod both to France and to Princess Diana, and another fashion magazine, of course, Vogue, looks at her second outfit, a Givenchy dress. And this dress was designed by a British designer, Sarah Burton, for a French fashion house. And this is what Vogue calls fashion diplomacy and a symbol of the relationship between the two countries.
All right. Well, very chic indeed, nonetheless. Thank you very much, Elitsa Gedeva, for that look at the papers.